Well, that whole one side of that tape was used right up. And I didn't say a word, I don't think. A very interesting word. I told you I'm going to Saigon. A funny incident. I've been kind of waiting for a cargo plane to come through so I could grab it and go right to Saigon. And I've talked to the boss about going down there because I didn't get my physical up in Da Nang, and I thought I'd go down there and find a job, get my physical and a few other things. So it so happened this morning that someone said a cargo was coming through, and I studied it around a little bit, not exactly thinking I'd go, and then suddenly it dawned on me, I ought to go down there quickly. The sooner the better. So I went and said, boss, I ought to go down there. He said, sure, go ahead. So it's this cargo been set up somewhere, and I had a lot of passengers going on it, and I sent a wire in requesting I get put on it. And so they give me a space, space available. So I might not make the airplane tomorrow. If it's space available and there's no room available, then old Uncle Joe just has to let the Vietnamese take his place. But if I'm not supposed to go, I'm not supposed to go. That's all there is to it. And if I do go, I'm going to see Lou Warman. And if I don't go, I'll go about my business here and wait for another plane to come in. But I think I'll go tomorrow. Anyway, I hope I do. I need to get away from here. I haven't been to Saigon since I came through Saigon in January. And that's a long time. Some of the papers said that they dropped a few rockets in on them the other day. Maybe I ought to stay up here where they don't do things like that, where the peace and tranquility runs through our blood and into our lives, and we don't have that trouble. And we love everybody up here. We're all farmers. We don't have that trouble. But I'll be glad to get out of Quan Nai where they don't have trouble. I'd like to get in a place where it's nice. I'd like to get in Da Lat or like to get in some place where it's good living, and you got a recreation, you got a golf course, you can hit a golf ball, things like that. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I'll get in a place, I guess, maybe. If I don't, I'll get in a place. I know a place at 3105 Moorhead. I'm always welcome. And I can stay right in there and chuck. And I know a gal that'll caddy for me, clean my clubs, shine my golf shoes, lay out my fishing gear, and come right with me when we want to get our pole wet. Right? Your note about the car, trailer, is just right. There won't be any problem. I'll get rigged up some way after I get over my days from being dazed. But we're going to have a good time, you and I. And we're going to live it up, you and I. We might have 40 or 50 days to do it in. And we might have 40 or 50 more years to do it in. But nature will take care of its course. I got through, you know, when I was back home in Christmas vacation, I sent a check to the government printing office for two Vietnamese language courses, first and second course. And you know, I just got them today. And you know, this is May, this is 5 months later. And it seems to me like that's a long time. A guy could forget the language if he depended on them to send him a course. But they must have had to print them up. But I'm satisfied. I got the courses. I finished the first course the other day, and I'm starting on course number two. And Om William Noi Ting Viet Yoy Lam. So my instructor says. But Om William Ni Ran Noi Ting Viet Salam. And I don't know whether I'm ever going to make it or not. The language is a difficult one, and if I don't get to concentrate on an 8 hours a day, I'll take a long time learning it. But if I come back here again, I'll be speaking it pretty good through this training course, if I can get an instructor like I got here. This boy and I do a lot of going over, and just the daily exposure to it does a lot of help. Well, into each life some rain must fall, and I guess Marge and Bob had a little rain fall into their life when the sewer backed up on them. That's a heck of a note, a brand new house and a sewer line plug up. We need Art Carney around there, the sewer department, to keep them clean. But probably in that new situation, he lives right on a ditch too. The fall isn't, well, it should be a good fall out of there. But I guess one of those things that happens. If you find it out now in your new house, you get it all straightened away and never happens again. I'm real glad that they got a fine house and are fixing it up like they want it. There'll be... be better than you and I ever did get a new house and get moved in. I always thought I'd like a new one, but I don't know. I think home is where the heart is, and I think possibly location and next house will come, but someday we'll find a little house in a little location and we'll enjoy it. We got a good one there. If it wasn't for the dam, the highway and everything else. But you can't beat the cheap living, economic living. Where could you live as cheap as two, as you and I live? Man, I don't know. I don't think it's possible. Well, honey, I don't know how it's possible for one guy to like a girl so much as I like you. And I'll just want to croon to you all the time and say, I'm in love with you, honey. Won't you love me too, honey? No one else will do, honey. Seems funny, but it's true. Bless your little heart, honey, honey. Loved you from the start, honey. Now my life will be more sunny, honey, honey with you. I'm a ding-dong daddy from a Duma, and you ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a ding-dong daddy with a ding-dong-dongy, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Now I'm not the best in town, but I'll be the best till the best comes round. How am I doing? Hey, hey. Hey, am I doing? Hey, hey. Let's see. Now, I better tell you something else. About Uncle Bob's. He doing all right? You didn't tell me much about it. I guess they don't call you too much. They don't, because you don't write about them. And I guess when Charlie and you folks visited Dad, that's last I heard of that Easter, I guess. Time goes by, and I'm kind of standing around here and don't know what's going on. I get back and I get off that airplane and I go gawking around, somebody going to run over me. So you better catch me by the hand as soon as I get there and lead me out and get me in my car and you drive home this time, huh? Or maybe Lou wants to come and give me a ride in his Imperial. Tell him if he'll fill it up in Boulder, I'll fill it up in Denver as we go back. Yadok? That means okay. Well, baby, this is a good night kiss for you. It's time for me to ring off. I'm wrapping around here and saying nothing, but I sure love you. And here's a kiss. Goodbye and good night. Take care of yourself. Sweet dreams. And remember how much I love you, honey. And remember me to all your friends and all my relatives. And say, old Carly's really getting excited about coming home. And he's getting all things all fixed up so he can come home pretty soon.